Okay, today's daf, another day of Talmud Torah Barabim together, is daf Dalid in Meseches Ksubis. We are on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara above quoted a brisa. The Gemara had quoted that, as we know, Psula Nisus, the Amhar Avi, that was the Takana Darabanan that was put into effect. She should get married on Wednesday, so she should go the next morning on Thursday. What about Sunday? Shaktu Chachamim, they wanted her to get married on Wednesday, so there were 3 days for the husband to bother himself in the Suda, and in that way he will be committed to this marriage. Then the Braisa ended off with three or four extra lines. One extra line was, if there was a Saksit from the time of Sakana, they used to get married on Tuesday, and Chazal didn't stop them. So that line we explained yesterday. What kind of Sakana? So we explained that the Sakana was Tibala Hegmon Tchila, that they had to live with the Hegmon, with the governmental agent first, and it was called Sakana because some of them used to give their life. Why didn't they just say it was Mutter? Because there were those that would do it Baratzon, and there were Ashes Kohen, so that's why they couldn't just be say it was Mutter. How was it Mutter? So we had the number of answers yesterday, and the end of the Gemara said they couldn't be Oker, they weren't Oker the Takana totally, because they assumed the Gzeira would pass, period. So now we are up to the next line of the Braisa to explain. The next line of the Braisa had said, and on the Monday, Ubisheni lo yichnos, we're about 10 lines up from the bottom of the Yamud, Ubisheni lo yichnos ve'machmas ones mutter. So that's the next quote of the Braisa. That on Monday they should not get married, and if they did, and if machmas ones mutter, then it's mutter to get married if there was an ones. So my ones. So what type of ones is this referring to? That they had to get married on Monday. Ile mahada amran, if is it like the case that we mentioned earlier, meaning tibal lahegmon tchila, so then that doesn't work. Why? Because hasam karele sakana vacha karele ones. The previous line called that situation a sakana situation. So if that's the same issue here, it would call it the sakana also. Why did it change words? Before the first line calls it sakana, the second line calls it ones. It's obviously a different kind of case. Visu, and also hasam nagu hachamutter. Why would the lashon change in the brisa? The first line said, because of this sakana nahagu, the minna came to get out and go on Tuesday. And here it says, mutter to go on to get married on Monday. So obviously there's difference in the two cases. So Amar Rava, you're right. So the Gemara gives two answers for that question. What's the difference? What's the case of a machmas ones mutter even on Monday? Two answers. Number one, Amar Rava, the amri sartzva balair. Because they say that the army is going to come to the city. And what? Rashi explains they're going to eat all the food. They're going to eat all the food of the city. So that's the sakana, that if you wait till Wednesday, there's going to be no food. So hey chidami, what exactly is the case? Ida asi v'chalif, if the sar tzva, if the army people are going to come and then they're going to leave. So la'akif, so wait a week. Do it next Wednesday. So you get food by then. So lo tzricha da asi v'kava. No, the issue is that they're going to come and they're going to stay there. So you don't know how long they're going to be there in order to, and how long they're going to deplete the food supply. Okay, so fine, so at least do it the day before. Why do you have to do it 2 days before? They're coming on Wednesday, so just move it up 1 day. So the Gemara answers, Asparva di day begimel kaasu. No, the king's army, the king's people are going, or the army's, the officers' people are going to come the day before. They're going to get everything set up. They're going to set up camp in the city. So they're going to come even on Tuesday. So that's why Wednesday and Tuesday are both out. That's why you have to do it on Monday in order to have enough money for the wedding. That's all option number one. What is the case of ones in the Braisa that causes them to may push up the wedding 2 days to Monday? Second answer, Vibayasema, my machmasa ones kidetanya. Maybe ones is the following. Another case that forces you to have the wedding on Monday. The following case. Haresha hayapito, 3 lines from the bottom. Haresha hayapito, afui v'tivcho tavuach. The bread was baked. The meat was shechted. V'yeno mazuk, and the wine was diluted. Everything's set for the wedding. Everybody's ready. The caterer has all the food ready. And remember, in those days, they didn't have refrigeration like we have. Once the food was prepared, if it wasn't eaten in a certain amount of time, so that it got spoiled, you had to throw it out. The meat was already shechted, the bread and the wine, not exactly sure what happened to the wine, but also the wine would get ruined. So everything was set. Umeis aviv shel chasa, no ima shel kala. And Rechmat al Islan, all of a sudden, the father of the chasun or the mother of the kala died. After everything was ready, everything was set. So what happened? What do you do? Right? So you have a couple of issues here. Number one, you have to bury the mace. Number two, you have an issue of Avelis. Number three, you have a wedding to put on. Number four, you have Shivas Yimei Mishnah. You have Sheva Brachas. So what do you do? What's the order? What's the best thing to do? Taking into account the great Hefson Merubah that is at stake if you don't have this wedding meal right now. So what do you do? And it was Dafka, as we'll see on the next Amud, the father of the Chatzar and the mother of the Kala, because we'll see those used to be at least the major players in the wedding. So what do you do? Says the Braisa. You put the mace in a room. You don't bury the mace right away. You put the mace in a room. There's a halacha of halanas hamace. There's a halacha, you have to bury the mace right away. Chazal dictated because of the great need, and you're going to bury the mace soon, you're allowed to push off the mitzvah for a moment. And you get them married. You get the chasar and the kala married. You have the marriage. Uboel be'ilas mitzvah, and you allow them to have bir rishona. Uporesh, and then they separate. And then vinoheg, and then it doesn't say, and then you do the kfura. Doesn't mention that. Then you do the kfura. And then vinoah, that's what Rashi says on top. Vigvurus meis miyad. And then vinoheg shivas yimei mishteh, v'achach noheg shivas yimei velus. Then you have sheva brachas, and then you have shiva. So what do? You have wedding, burial, mishteh, and shiva. Yeah? So how far do you extend this concept? So we have to see wherever Chazal told us to extend it. I mean, it's very difficult to have any other cases. Here, the whole wedding would be ruined. We'll have to see. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a similar case. We'll see that in a few minutes. Yeah.
What about the fact that they're
owning them? We'll get to that in a minute. Okay, let's just finish the brayso. So first, then we'll a lot to talk about. The kol osan hayamim. So by the way, what is this brayso doing here? This is the case of ones. That was talked about in the Braisa. The case when the Braisa said earlier, if there was an onus, you could even get married on Monday. It means everything was set up for Monday. And if you don't use it today, meaning if you bury the dead today, if you bury the Niftar, and then Shiva's going to kick in, you're not going to be able to get married for another week. And they're not going to have the Suda for another week. So better to get married today. Move the wedding up, get married today on Monday, and in that way you'll be able to have the Suda right away. But just finishing up the Braisa. And then we'll come back to talk about it. The kol osana yamim, all those days during Sheva Brachas and Shiva, hu yashi ben hanashim v'hi yashin ben hanashim, there's an Isser of Yichud, he must be sleep amongst the men and she must sleep amongst the women. They cannot go home together at night. There is an Isser of Yichud. It sounds like an even higher standard of a regular Isser Yichud, right? Because it's usually like you have one or the other. If he's with the men, okay, so she can be by herself. But here Dafka says, if you take it literally, that he has to be with men and she has to be with women. And we don't prevent the kala, even though she's an avela, from wearing makeup and jewelry all 30 days, because she's a kala. Let's just finish up and then we'll talk. And all of these halachas only apply to the father of the chasr and the mother of the kala if they died, because if they died, we assume there's nobody else who can make another wedding for this person. The father of the chasan, he's the one that pays for it. He's the one that takes care of certain things. The mother of the kala is the one that does the makeup, that gets the kala ready. So in that situation, that's where we have this big tzorach. So it's not just a hefsid, but it's that it won't happen again. Aval ifchalo, but the opposite, if there was a mother of the chasan and the father of the kala, then we would not say that these halachas kick in. So let's stop there for a moment. Couple of important issues that come up from this Gemara. Number one, there is a machlokas we shown him about Avelis. What is Avelis? It's Avelis, Daraisa, Darabanan, the mitzvah of Avelis. We know Avelis is a mitzvah. Right? A mitzvah doesn't mean something that we always want to do. A mitzvah means a way we act in all situations in life. Whenever something happens, the Torah tells us what to do and how to act and react. So Avelis is also one of those. Once, Rachmana Litzlan, somebody loses one of the seven krovim, there is a mitzvah of Avelis. But there is a three-way machlokas Rishonim, two famous shitas out of the three. Three shitas in the Rishonim, what is the mitzvah of Avelis? There is a deya in the Rosh and Meseches Brachos, in the second parak, where the Rosh quotes that there is a deya of some of the Gaonim, that Avelis is da'oraisa all 7 days. Avelis is da'oraisa all 7 days. Says the Rosh in Gimel Tezvav, Umichsi milsa the svira luhulhani ravasa the shivas yimei avelus da oraisa ninhu, that all avelus is da oraisa. And what do you mean, how is da oraisa? Where's the source that is da oraisa? Looking at the first pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, v'gami lahu midechsev v'yas la'aviv evil shivas yamim. So the brother said, Shiva v'Yaakov, shivas yamim, 7 days. The first pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. Can't get a better source than that. So that's why there is a minority, the most minority, of Rishonim, this sheet of the Gaonim and the Rosh, that say all of Shiva is the Oraisa. We generally do not assume that way. There are two other more accepted opinions in the Rishonim, and that is the sheet, the second sheet, the Rosh quotes all the opinions here. The next sheet is that of the Rambam and that of the Rif. That is Avelus Yom Rishon is the Oraisa. Avelus Yom Rishon is the Oraisa. As long as Yom Rishon is the day of death and the day of burial, that is a din to Oraisa of Avelus. Nafkaminas for tefillin, nafkaminas for other halachas, but Avelus Yom Rishon is daraisa. That's the shita of the Rambam and the Rif. And finally, the third sheet is that of Balei HaTosfos, that all Avelus is midrabanan. All Avelus is drabanan, even day one. So what do they do with the pasuk of Parshas Vayechi? So if we have time, we'll get into the sugya, but it's the sugya that we mentioned a number of times. Nitzna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. You can't learn halacha from before Matan Torah. Just because something was done before Matan Torah, that might relate to the history of the mitzvah, but in terms of the reason a mitzvah is binding upon us, so then that does not have an effect. We're going to talk about, hopefully if we have time, Gid Hanasha and Bris Milah and Tefillah, mitzvahs that might have the history before Matan Torah, but we'll have to see where that fits in. So hopefully we'll talk about the Rambam after we talk about some other issues as well. But these are the three shitas about Avelus. So the big question is, one of the big rayas to Balei Tosfos that they bring as a raya that all Avelus is Rabbanan is our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? You know, the Ptira happens, so what do? You have the wedding, and then you have the burial, and then what do? Shivas Miyam Mishteh. Kimat, everybody says that Sheva Brachas is Rabbanan. It's Takanas Moshe. Where do you have a source in the Torah that Sheva Brachas? What, Malei Shavua Zos by Lavan? That's a, okay, there's maybe one sheet out there that might say that. But generally, we assume that all Sheva Brachas is a mitzvah Rabbanan. So how could the Sheva Brachas override at least the first day of Avelus? At least have the wedding, and then the burial, and then one day of Avelus. At least the first day, that's Daraisa, according to you, Rambam Rif. And then you want to be happy first, okay, then have the Sheva Brachas, and then have the Shiva Simeam, and then have the rest of Shiva. So, isn't this a raya, says Balei Tosfos? They bring two major rayas to their shita. This is one of the two big rayas. Our Gemara, why is all Avelus pushed aside? So there are a number of answers, options that are given to this. Either you could say, deny the question. The first day of Sheva Brachas is also daraisa. That's what the Shin Mekubetza says. They're both daraisa on the first day. So if they're both daraisa, they're equal. So which kicked in first? So you had the wedding before the Kvura. So Shiva Simei Mishteh kicked in before Shiva Simei Avelus. That's why you get to do all Shiva Simei Mishteh first, because option number one, the Shiva Mekubetzes mentions, is even the first day of Sheva Brachas is daraisa. There are, though, other answers given. The Ramban gives three different answers to this question. Says the Ramban, number one, maybe in Achinami. This is an example. If I didn't bring this farm here, so it's harder to find. I brought this. This is an example of Yesh Koch Biyat Chachamim Lakar Davar Ben HaTorah. You're right. It's the Oraisa. But says the Ramban, this is. Here it is. I did bring it. Says the Ramban, Bezdin Masen Lakar Davar Ben HaTorah B'Shev Al Taseh. Right. You're right. It's the Oraisa. But just like Chazak could tell you not to blow shofar, and just like Chazak could tell you not to do various mitzvos, they could tell you, you know, don't do the first day of Avelus. Sorry? B'shev al taseh. Don't do the nihukim of Avelus. Don't sit shiva. Meaning what you want to say, this is, they're telling you to do kum va'aseh, do... Right, okay, you might say, is this really Shev Al Taseh? That's your question. Maybe this is time of Kum Vaaseh, don't sit Shiva, get up and act normally. Right, so there's a question whether this is Shev Al Taseh or Kum Vaaseh. If you look at all of the Avelus as a mitzvah of Avelus, so then he's saying Shev Al Taseh. Number two is Ve'efshar She'in Kovrenoso Ela L'machraso. When does the burial take place? Right away you have the wedding. So the burial is probably not going to happen until tonight or tomorrow. So once tonight and tomorrow, as we mentioned, even the Rambam and the Rif agree that Avelus is only daraisa on the first day when you have Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura on the same day. But if Yom HaMisa is one day and Yom HaKvura is the next day, then even the Rambam and the Rif say is Drabanan. So that's probably what happened here, says the Ramban. Number two. And then the Ramban has a third answer. The Ramban says, you know why you can't have wedding, burial, first day of Avelus, Sheva Brachas, and then the rest of Shiva? Because Shiva has to be Ritzufim. Shiva has to be 7 consecutive days. That's the, without explaining. He says, Vim Kain Hayanoa Yom Rishon Achshav Vashish Yom Achara Chasana Ve'ein Shiva Simei Ha'avel Ala Ritzufim. 7 days of Avelus have to be consecutive. If they're not consecutive, so then you lose an aspect of that Shiva. That's why, Rav Soloveitchik explains also, part of the reason why, that once you have a break of the Shiva, it doesn't come back. Yontif breaks Shiva. So fine, Yontif breaks Shiva, for reasons we'll talk about. So why can't you continue after Yontif? If it didn't start yet, then you could have the whole thing after Yontif, right? Shiva starts after Yontif. But why can't you have 3 days beforehand and 4 days afterwards? No, it has to be consecutive. Why does it have to be consecutive? If it's just about an action that you do, do 3 days of this before, 4 days after. What does it have to be consecutive for? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, again, I don't know if he connected it to this, but based on this idea, Shiva is not just a bunch of actions that we do. We sit on the floor, we do this, we don't shave, we don't shower. But it's, as he said, it's a kiyum shevalev. It's supposed to engender and bring upon us a certain feeling of seriousness, a certain feeling of reflection. That's why he says that avelos you can't do on yantif. Why can't you do avelos on yantif? Have simchas yantif, eat meat, drink wine, and sit on the floor. Why can't they coexist? The answer is no, because simchas yantif is supposed to engender a feeling of simcha, and that cannot exist with the mitzvah of avelos. And the Torah cannot demand two things from you that are opposite. So one of them's got to give. So that's why, because it's a kiyum shevalev, that's why avelos cannot exist on yantif. But if that's true, maybe that's why they have to be consecutive. Because only if it's consecutive can you achieve this kiyum shevalev that the Torah wants us to get. You have 3 days here and 4 days here with the yantif in the middle. What kind of shiv is that? Or if it doesn't start yet, you can have all of it afterwards. But that could be why, connected to why it has to be, Ritzufim. Okay, one issue of Avelos. Again, three shitas, and how the Rambam reads our Gemara. Other issue here, what Menachem asked before. What do we say here? We say they have the wedding, and then we allow them to have Bir Rishona. And then we have the Kvura. Aren't they in a state of Aninus at their wedding? Okay, you want to have their wedding, but how can we allow the Maisabiyah? Well, allow the Maisabiyah at the wedding. Is that Tashmish is mutter when you're an Onein? We know it's Usser when you're an Avel. Isn't it Usser when you're an Onein also? Most Rishonim say yes. It's also when you're an Onein. So how can we allow Bir Rishona? So, says, and even just to bolster the question, look at the last few lines of the top Tosfos. Tosfos says, Vahashta mikilinan tfei ba'aninus de'oraisa mivavelas de'rabanan. Right, we have more kulas here by Aninus, which is a din to Araisa. Right, we learned it out by Aaron HaKohen. Right, Hayita b'nei Hashem, if Hayita the carbon there in Parshas, that's Parshas Sav. Right, so around there. So Tosfos says you have more kulas here by Aninus. We're allowing the bia. That's a din to Araisa. We're being docha, and by Avelus is the Darabana. We're not going to allow any bia. Right, Porish. How does that work? So isn't it a Araisa? So again, a couple of suggestions. Some say the Shita Mekubetzes here says that no, it's not Aninus Daraisa. Why? Because Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, as the Gemara says, Yisrael Einam Mishamshin Mitoseim Bayom. Right, Klal Yisrael, again, is a separate din that Tashmish is not looked upon positively Bayom, and therefore, when did this Bia take place? It must have been that night, after the wedding. So that's already Aninus Darabanan. That's already on a level of Darabanan. Aninus only Yom Rishon is Daraisa. But the night afterwards is only going to be Darabanan. That's one answer how we would allow the Bia to take place. Yeah? That assumes that this Aninus can end before the burial. So for that, you might need the following Ritva. The Ritva says, right, the burial didn't happen yet. So how could it could be Aninus Daraisa might end at that day, even if the burial doesn't happen the next day. But the Ritva's Lashon here is how does it occur? Vim Tomar, finding out an Avel, aye, how about Aninus? Isn't it Meso Muta Lefanav? V'yishlomar, says the Ritva here, Diba Aninus Hekilu Va'asuhu Ki'ilu Nisya'esh Milakovro. Chazal gave it the status as if they're not involved in the burial anymore. We know there's a halacha, let's say in the olden days especially, they had cemeteries outside the city, so many times you gave the Aron and then you turned around and you went home. You didn't go out, the Chevra Kadisha took the mace. So the halacha is, right when you turn around, you're not an Onein anymore. What?
Then you're an
Avel. But at least you could get out of the Aninus Daraisa. issue. It's not Mesa Mutalaf, or maybe you're in limbo. This is a limbo period. It's no more Mesa Mutalafanov, but usually, right, the Kfura kicks in, but here not. Here you decide, Kilo Nesiyah Shemil Kovro, right? It's like you gave it out, but you didn't become a double net. The easiest answer is to reject the question, and that's the Shitas HaRambam. Machlokas we've shown him, but the Rambam and the Ritz Geis say, Tashush is Mutter B'Shas Aninus. It's Mutter. And therefore, the whole question doesn't get off the ground. Aninus and Avelus are not the same. Says the Torah quotes, Kasav HaRambam, Shekolz Machel Nikbar Hameis Eino Aser B'Chol Advarim Sha'avel Aser Bohen. It's not Aser. V'cheikad v'ritz geyus. Sha'avel onein mutter bein misa l'kfura. V'techpo says tisparis v'chitza sicha tashmash amita. And the Ramban says shkagahim mashit yir tashmash amita. Tashmash isn't mutter. B'sha'as aninus. It's a machlokas rishonim whether it is mutter. And again, that would be an afkamina. Here it wouldn't even be a question. What's the svar for that machlokas? What would be a svar for that machlokas? Why is there an iser of tashmash b'sha'as aninus? So the Rambam says yes, and the Rambam says no, and the Ramban says yes. So one way Rav Soloveitchik explained it is that Isur Tashmish is a nihug of Avelus. It's a nihug of Avelus. Is there a concept of doing something that has to do with Avelus without counting Shiva, without counting Avelus? Nihugi Avelus without minyan Avelus. So Rav Soloveitchik said, according to the Rambam, there's no such thing. So you don't do anything. You're not counting yet. You're an onain. And the Ramban says, yeah, you could do Nihugu Avelus, even though you're not counting yet. And it's an unbelievable Lishitasa we're going to have later on. Is there a concept of Avelus at all on Yontif? So we were just assuming, according to what I explained before, no. That's the Shitas HaRambam. The Ramban says there's Avelus Bitsina on Yontif. So again, how could it be the Avelus Bitsina on Yontif? It's the same Machlokas. According to the Ramban, you're not counting Shiva yet. But you still could have a concept of Nihugu Avelus. Vashegah to the Rambam Lashitasa in both cases. If you're not counting, there's no Nihugam of Avelus. So that's Aninus and that's Yontif. Two machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban that connect. One final point, and then we'll move on. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Simon Reish Chav Zayin in Yaradeya. The case was, there was supposed to be a wedding on Motzi Shabbos. Motzi Shabbos in a big ulam, and the mother of the Kala died on the previous Thursday. So what do you do? Previous Thursday, so if you go the normal way of doing things, so then she's going to be in Shiva on the day of her wedding, so she can't have a Suda. That was the halacha. So says Ramosha, Veishafti, Dilachora, Hailu Lassas Achuba Kodim Akvura. Follow the Gemara. You have the wedding on Thursday. Have it before the Kfur. Even though today, nowadays, there's no difference. It's not the mother of the Kala, the father of the Chasen, right? All Krovim. There's no difference. She'll have the wedding on Thursday, and then she'll be in limbo for a few days. You have the Kfura. But then you can have the wedding on Motzi Shabbos, and then you'll have the rest of Shivas Mi'a Mishnah and Shivas Mi'a Avelus. But says Rav Moshe, in this case it didn't work, because the woman was going to the mikvah on Friday night. The woman couldn't live with her husband Friday night, so she couldn't have the Bir Rishona until she had the Leil Shabbos Kodesh, she wouldn't be able to have the Bir Rishona before the Kfura, because if you have the Bir, you have to have the Bir before the Kfura. So the Bir is going to be on Shabbos, then the Kfura is going to be on Motzi Shabbos, and then you're not going to be able to have the wedding. So what do you do here? So Mamelam Yasu Nisum Kodem Akfura will be Usher for a bunch of days. So that's why Moshe says, Amarti Sheyasu Nisum Motzi Shabbos Kodesh Be'emsa Yimei Avelus. Shebishvil Hefsid V'chasen She'en Lo Banim Mutter Lichnos Gam B'toch Shiva. Rav Moshe allowed the wedding to take place during Shiva in this case, because there was Ein Breira, and there was a Hefsid Meruba, and that's what he allowed. He says, Im Yizdamin, if this case comes up again, and he could go to the mikvah beforehand, then he said that would definitely be better. But again, that was Rav Moshe's kula in allowing it even during Shiva. Yeah? Oh, so that's a good question. We talked about that in the second paragraph of Brachas. Is Aninus purely Oseg B'mitzvah Patur B'mitzvah, or is it a Hafka'ah from mitzvahs? Right, that's the Machlokas, whether an Aninus is a Rishus to do mitzvahs, or there's an Isser to do mitzvahs. We Paskin is Asser to do mitzvahs. But we also Paskin that once you're not involved, right, that's where Shlomo Zalman has that Chiddush, that you say a Mapil. You see, even though you don't say all other Brachas, right, when you go to sleep, you're ready, right, even though not everybody agrees to that.
I thought that's what he meant when he said Nisyoish.
We give it the status as if Ki'ilu Nisiyah Shmi L'Kovra. Right, we give it that status. Right. No different than a Mapil. And again, and there, like Michael asked before, you're not an Avil yet. When you go to sleep, you're not an Avil yet. And yet, he says you're Chayiv in a Mitzvah. So here too, you have this limbo status. You're out of Aninus and you're not an Avil yet. Okay. Let us continue. Okay, and if we have time at the end, we'll get back to Nitnu Torah B'Nischat Shalacha. We'll see what... We'll get to the... Well, this Porish doesn't just mean after be a Rishona for Dan Basulim. This means Porish, they have a Nisar Yichud now for 2 weeks. As we'll talk about. So says the back to the Gemara. So he brought this whole case to say this was the ones that happened on Monday, and that's why you had to move the wedding up. Amar Rafram, sixth line or so. Amar Rafram, Rav Papa, Rav Chizda, Lo Shanu, El Shanaz, and Mayim, Agave Basar. When do we say that you have the wedding right away? If they already put the water on the meat. They already did the final preparations. Avalonas, and Mayim, Agave Basar, is Davein. But if they didn't put the water on the meat yet, then it can last a little bit longer, and you can sell it. Therefore, there's not such eight sorach. So remember, the Gemara is assuming there's a hefsid issue and there's a it won't happen again issue. Both of those together. Amar Rava, ubikrach avavishalon avavishanasan. In a big city, even if you put the water on the meat already, you'll still be able to sell it. There are so many people in the big city, so we wouldn't allow the this whole thing to take place. You'd be able to sell the meat. Amar Papa, ubikfar avavishalonasan avavishanasan lo mizdavin. If it's a little village, even if you didn't put the water on the meat yet, you still won't be able to sell it, and therefore the tzorach will exist even if you didn't put the water on the meat. So what was Rav Chizda talking about? Rav Chizda said, it depends if you put the water on the meat already or not. We just said in a big city, even if you put the water on the meat. In a little village, even if you didn't put the water on the meat. So when does it make a difference if you put the water on the meat? Amar of Ashi, Kikonasamachsia, Tamafka Mikrach, Tamafka Mikfar. Middle cities, middle-sized cities, which are bigger than villages and smaller than big cities. Tanya Kavasi Rav Chizda. There's a brisa that supports Rav Chizda. What Rav Chizda say? That it, there's a chilek about putting water on the meat or not. Hooray! Same case as we had before, but with an extra line. Hooray! Shahaya pito afuyo. V'tiv chotavu afuyin amazuk. Everything was prepared. V'nasan mayim agavi abasar. That's the writer of Chizda. And the father of the chazan of the kala dies. Machnitz and meisachad of the chazan of the kala l'chupa. Ubo bilas mitzvah uporeish. V'noik shivas miyam mishav achach noik shivas miyam velus. So far so good. That's what we had already. You have wedding and burial. Wedding, bia, burial. Shivas miyam mishav, shivas miyam velus. V'chol anasa yamin in all those days. All those days. What do all those days mean? During Sheva brachos and during Shiva. All those 14 days, who yashin beinu anashim v'ishri yishena beinu anashim, they each sleep in their respective private rooms with the same gender. He sleeps with the men and she sleeps with the women, meaning in Isra of Yichud, which we'll get into. The chain, but this brisa adds on. And also, misha pirsa ishto nida, if a man's wife becomes a nida right away, was there beer or not yet? Unclear. Who yashin beinu anashim v'hi yishena beinu anashim. Also, there is an Isra of Yichud by Pirsa Ishto Nida. Then we finish off the brisa like we did before. The kala could wear the jewelry, the takshit, in all 30 days. In either way, whether there was an onis or not, this brisa ends off, which we'll talk about again, not today. It's going to come up in future dafim. Lo yivo, lo ba'erev Shabbos, lo b'motzi Shabbos. The first bia cannot take place on Friday night or on Motzi Shabbos. Why? We will talk about it. Period. Okay, end of the brisa. Now let's talk a little bit about this brisa, says the Gemara. Amar Mar, who yashin beinu anashim, he yashin beinu anashim. They each have an iser yichud after this time, even during the shivas yimei hamishteh. Even during sheva brachas, there is an iser of yichud. Keep in mind, just added one line, sheva brachos has the status of a yontif for the chasen and the kala. It's yontif delay. It's their yontif. And yet, there is an iser of yichud. For them here. So Messiah, the Rabbi Yochanan, let's say that proves Rabbi Yochanan. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Avavish Amr in Avelus B'moed, Aval Dvarim Shalzina Noeg. Rabbi Yochanan says, Dvarim Avelus B'tzina on Yantif exists. So therefore, that this is a riot to that, because here, there is private Avelus during Sheva Brachas. Sheva Brachas is like Yantif, and therefore, that is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos says, on the bottom Tosfos, the second line of Tosfos, Ve'ein svara l'chalik bein moed l'shabbos. There's no difference. Shabbos, you have private avelus. Yantif, you have private avelus. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yantif when it comes to avelus. It discusses who we paskin like. The big kasha, how do you read this Gemara? Yeah?
I have a question. How come the case is made of shalchasen and shalchasen? Why isn't it imay shalchasen or
right. Well, that's what we mentioned. We mentioned the assumption was that the father of the chasen and the mother of the kala were the real players at this wedding. even though Bizman Hazeh, you know, might be a little different, but they were the real players, and if they died after having done all the preparations, you would never get the preparations done again in the future. Right, it's totally on the Metzias. That's why Moshe alluded to that, to Bizman Hazeh, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. So this Gemara, this last one on the Gemara, Biyokhan, it says there's Avelis Betzina on Yontif. On Yontif, and you know it from this Gemara. So the big kasha is, how does the Rambam read this Gemara? The Rambam says there's no Avelis at all on Yontif. Right? So, most assume, and sometimes you gotta give the shot of the Rambam. Sometimes you gotta take the shot. Different Gersa. What's the different Gersa? The Rishonim here quoted a different Gersa. What's the other Gersa that we showed him quote here? The Ritva, the Nosekelim on the Rambam, that Rabbi Yochanan says, I'll read it again, but this is the Gersa. Ava Misha Amru Ein Avelis Be Shabbos. Change Moe to Shabbos. Even though there's no Avelis on Shabbos, but Dvarim Shel B'Sinah Nohek. What does Shabbos have to do with anything? What does Shabbos have to do with anything? So the Ritva and Moika and Daf Chav Gimel explains, what does Shabbos have to do with anything? This Shivas Yimei HaMishteh, that's not Doraisa. Yontif is Doraisa. So Yontif is Doraisa. So what the Gemara is saying, at least let's make this Yontif Derabanan like Shabbos. That's the comparison. But you, the Gemara is not exactly having a comparison between the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh and Yontif Mi Doraisa. That's the Ritva in the Ritva and Moika. The Ritva and Moika says, to explain how the Rambam reads this Gemara, he says, "V'zua meimra lo matzino zol Rabbi Yochanan b'shul makom." You never find any other place in Shas where this meimra of Rabbi Yochanan is quoted. That it sounds like this. Oh, this is what Rabbi Yochanan says. We never have this already. So to say that it's a different gersa is not so difficult. V'chein garson av mishen avelos b'shab is Rambam shibisin noeg. V'chein ratzu lo marsham ki dayo lemishto shel zeh sheyisonein v'yinhog bo ke'inyan Shabbos. It's enough to treat it like Shabbos. It's not a real yontif. Ki kasha amru ein avelus b'moed haino b'regel shel Torah. Avol b'regel d'rabanan din sheyehei k'shabbos v'yino with Ram Shabbatzina. He says, after all, yontif sheni. Yontif sheni do d'Ram Shabbatzina. So this is going to be better than yontif sheni. That's also d'rabanan. So says the Ritva explaining the Rambam. That was his girsa, and that's how he would read the Gemara.
Is it much more of a mistaka that he just rejects the connection between moed and...
He could reject, but what does he do with the Yochanan? Forget the connection. What does it do with the statement of Rabbi Yochanan? So the statement of Rabbi Yochanan seems to be against him. That's why he has the other Gersa.
Is this even if the Avelis began prior to Yontif?
Began prior to Yontif? Right, so that's a discussion. Meaning, did the Shitas that say that Dvarim Shel B'Tzina Noeg on real Yontif?
Right.
So does that kick in? Right, so if it happened on Yontif, yes. But if it's before Yontif, I have to check up again. Okay. Okay, there's more here about Yontif on... I'll just mention the question, and then at the end we'll come back to it. Something we mentioned a couple of years ago. A beautiful piece in the Mishnas Yavetz, in Rav Zhalti, where he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Avel, Yireli, which is always the Rambam's own svara, not based on any source, says the Rambam, Yireli, Shenechamas Avelim Kodim LeBikur Cholim. Let's say you're going to do two mitzvahs. Biker Cholim and pay a Shiva call. What should you do first? You're a halachic man. You want to know what to do first? Says the Rambam in Hilchas Avel, Yudal Zayin, do Nicham Avelim first. Why? Shenicham Avelim, the Gemilas Chesed im Achayim, the im Hamesim. Nicham Avelim is Kavad Achai and Kavad Hames. Biker Cholim is only Kavad Achai. Right? That's the Shitas of Rambam. Yirali, Nicham Avelim comes before Biker Cholim. The Kasha that the Yar Sameach has on the Rambam is from the Anshe Yerushalayim. The Anshei Yerushalayim in Masechah Sukkah, the Gemara says they walked around all day with lulav v'yado. That's right, Sukkah daf mem aleph. What does it say? Kacha yiminak shal Anshei Yerushalayim. Yotzi mi beiso lulav v'yado. Holech lebeis hakenes lulav v'yado. Korei kriyashma mispa lulav v'yado. Levaker cholim ulanachim aveilim lulav v'yado. Bikur cholim before nichim aveilim on the Brisa. Oh, it just so happened they did that. It sounds like levaker cholim ulanachim aveilim lulav v'yado. Right, bikur cholim comes first. Did the Rambam have another Girsa? We just had that. No, when the Rambam quotes Anshei Yerushalayim, he has this Girsa. Bikur Cholim comes first. So how could he say in Hilchas Avil, Yirali, that Nicham Avilim comes before Bikur Cholim, if Anshei Yerushalayim, Bikur Cholim comes first, Levaker Cholim comes first? So the Mishnas Yavetz. So there's Kavod Ameis. So the Rambam says, Nicham Avilim should come first. There's Kavod Achai and Kavod Ameis. What? Oh, so it's Yontif. So we'll say it now. So it's Yontif. So what do you mean it's Yontif? So what kind of Nicham Avelim is there? So even the Rambam has to agree that there's a Nicham Avelim on Yontif. What kind of Nicham Avelim is that? Says Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel. The Gemara says, let's say somebody died, they have no relatives. So what do? You know what the Gemara says? The Rambam passes this way. 10 people go there. They pretend to be right. I'll read you the Lashon, the Gemara, and the Rambam quotes it. Says the Gemara, Meish Elo Menachmin, Holchin Yud Bnei Adam VeYoshvin Bimkomo. 10 people go there and they sit in the spot and they act like Avelim and they sit there and there's Nicham Avelim done. There are no Avelim. There are no Avelim here. What are they doing? Putting on a show? What are they doing here? The answer is because Nicham Avelim is, as Ram says, it's Kavod HaMeis. It's Kavod HaMeis, not just Kavod HaChai. It's Kavod HaMeis. But, says the Rambam, Mishas Yavis explains, Yontif, what do you have on Yontif? There's no Avelus on Yontif, according to the Rambam. Ah, there's still the Kavod HaMeis aspect of Nicham Avelim on Yontif. There's no Kavod HaChai aspect, because the Rambam holds there's no Avelus b'moed at all. But there's a Kavod HaMeis aspect on Yontif. So says the Rabbam, normally on a weekday, says the Mishnah Yavetz, Nicham Avelim comes first, because Nicham Avelim has two aspects, and Bikur Cholam only has one. Nicham Avelim has Kavod HaChai and Kavod HaMeis, and Bikur Cholam only has one. But on Yontif, there is no Kavod HaChai, because there's no Avelis at all, according to the Rambam. There's only Kavod HaMeis. So when you have Kavod HaMeis versus Kavod HaChai comes first. And that's why Anshei Yerushalayim, who are going to be Mevakar Cholam and Nicham Avelim on Yontif, the order is switched. Meduyuk in the Anshei Yerushalayim. He explains how the Rush is Lashitasa, the Rush changes to Girsa, because the Rush quotes, there is Avelis on Yontif. And that's why you could have Nicham Avelim even first on Yontif. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Yavis in Yoredeya, Simon Lamed Zayin. If you want to look it up. Mishnah Yavis Yoredeya. Says the Gemara, Darash of Yosef, five lines up. Berei Derava, Mishmei Derava. Lo Shanu Ela Shalom Baal. The whole Isser of Yichud that has been discussed here is only if Bia has not taken place yet. Meaning that's only when they have to separate. Aval Baal, but once the Bia takes place, Ishtu Yishena Imo. Then there's no Isser of Yichud, you can be in the same house. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. The Brisa said Mefurish. V'yachad Baal Askina. What do we say? You have the wedding, you have the Bia, then you separate them. So, Vaktani, who Yashimin HaNashim, he Yishin Min HaNashim. The verse says, no, ki kamar appears to ishto nida. No, the limit of Rava is only going on in the second brisa that we quoted, the pirsa ishto nida case. By if the woman becomes a nida, and as long as you had the bia before she becomes a nida, then there's no isser of yichud. And then you can live with her. Masha ein kein. If there was no bia yet, then there's the isser yichud. But it's not talking about the avelus case. So it says the Gemara, one second, ha-vachein k'tani, but it says v'chein before the isha nida case. Aren't they parallel? So ha-chi kamer, this is the parallel. V'chein misha pirsa ishto nida v'lo baal hu yashimein ha-anashim ishi yishenem ben ha-anashim. No, the avelus case is similar to the case of nida without bia. That's how you read the Gemara, that's the parallel. So what comes out? It comes out that in the avelus case, even if they're, what meaning if the father, the chasam, mother, Kyle died, even if they had bia already, there's still an isur yichud. By Nida, there's only an Isser Yichud if Bia took place. So says the Gemara, L'meimra d'Avelus kilula minida. Is this to tell me that Avelus is more kal in people's eyes than the Isser of Nida? Meaning, by Nida, we don't have to take so many precautions. Once there was a Bia, okay, he'll be able to control his Yesahara, his Taiva, and he can live together. There's no Isser of Yichud after the Bia. By Avelus, even if they had the Bia, no, there has to be an Isser Yichud. Is that true, that we need more precautions by Avelus and not by Nida? The Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina, Amar Afunab, we have the opposite situation. It says, all the malachas that a woman does to her husband, for her husband, a Nida can do for her husband, chutz, except for certain actions that are termed Dvarim Shel Chiba. Right, loving actions, and therefore they can't be done. Mimizikas hakos, from pouring his cup of wine. Vahatzoas hamita. Hatzoas hamita does not mean making his bed. The post can point out, that's not a davar shel chiba, making a bed. You know, it means like pulling down the sheets, meaning opening up the, like it's done to make the bed, you know, ready to go into. That's hatzoas hamita. Varchatz upon of Yadaraglav, and washing his hands and his feet. So Anida is not allowed to do those three things. But you look but by Avelus, it says she is allowed. Tanya, even though a man cannot force his wife when she is an Avela to put on makeup, so you see that these three actions are mutter. So what do you see from this halacha? That Avelus has less standards than Nida. Meaning, Avelus, people take very seriously, even more than Nida. So which is it? Is Avelus more chamer in people's eyes, or is Nida more chamer in people's eyes? So Lokasha, two answers. Kan by Avelus Dida, Dide Kan by Avelus Dida. Answer number one is, it depends who's sitting Shiva. Who's the Avel? If she is sitting Shiva, then we have no worries. We have no worries if she is sitting Shiva. She's upset that she's not going to let anything happen. If he is sitting Shiva, you know, then they have, you know, it's not, we still have our worries. Maybe he could be appeased and get out of the mood. So if you think about the hierarchy, the highest that we don't have any worries is Avelas Dida, when she is sitting Shiva, then Nida, then Avelas Dide. That's the hierarchy. So it's an interesting Rishash. The Rishash here says, why is Avelas Dide and Avelas Dida different? Why do we have less worries by Avelas Dida? Says the Rishash, Mipnei Shahanashim Mipnei Rakos Libon mispa'alos umitztaros harbe al kol tzare shelotava yosemi ha'anashim. Women are more emotional. Women are more they're more sensitive. They're more involved in events that happen. Lachei nishba v'libon nishbar. Their hearts are more broken at times of tragedy. Kasher yi'idin aksuvim v'hanisayon. Right, like experience tells you. This is part of the reason about the psul edus. V'ze etzli akasuv. And this is even part of the pasuk, in my opinion. Says the Rishash, Harba arbe etzvonech, to call ma'ora ra ya'atzivech biyoser. It's part of the klala by Chava that they're going to be more emotionally involved in all events that occur. Harba arbe etzvonech. He says, that's Avelas Dida. We have no worry. She's totally involved in her Avelas. We have no worry that anything's going to happen. Says the Gemara. So back to the Gemara. So what did we just say? The previous Brisa, where we have worries, is about Avelas Dida. And that's why we have worries. That price says, father of the chazar, mother of the kala, both. So no, kiktani ashara. The case of ima shel kala is only referring to the other halachas in the brisa. But the specific halacha of yichud only applies to the aviv shel chazan dai. Is there a real difference when he or she is sitting shiva? In the following brisa, it shows that there's no isur yichud in either case. V'hatanya, mishim eis chavim chamoso. If the wife's parents die, again, he cannot force her to put on this makeup, but he turns over his bed, one of the nihugim of Avelus. Tosa says, why the bed? Why they used to turn over the beds? Because the bed is a place where the people are created in the bed. The Tzelem Elokim is created in a bed. So right now, when somebody dies, Tzelem Elokim was removed from the world, and therefore we turn over the beds. And that's why the covering of the mirrors, that minhag, is connected to the beds. Because when you look in a mirror, you're also celebrating our Tzelem Elokim. We see our Tzelem Elokim, and that's why the minhag came to cover up the mirrors in a Shiva house. But Noeg Ima Avelus, what does the Brisa say? And he is Noeg with her Avelus. V'chein he, and also the opposite case. Shemes Chameo Chamosa, one of his parents die. Eina Rasha Lios Pachalas Lios Bokasas, Alakofa Mitasav, and Noheges Imo Avelus. They each are Noeg with each other Avelus. And what does it say? Imo and Ima. Doesn't that sound like there's no Isser Yichud there? In either direction? Where's it? No, add in a line. Tni, Bavelus Didei, Hu Yashi Bein Hanashim, Vishri Shein Bein Hanashim. Add in a line that when he's sitting Shiva, there's an Isser Yichud. I have a Chengtani. Again, it says there's a parallel between the two. So kiktani akichul pirkes. No, the parallel is the makeup halacha, but the yichud halacha is not a parallel. It only applies if he's sitting shiva and not if she's sitting shiva. I v'ha'i moktani. It says in both cases, in this, even if he's sitting shiva, that she does avelos with him. My love imo b'mita. Doesn't that mean with him in his bed? Meaning there's no iser yichud. So versus lo imo b'bayis. No, it means that she sits shiva with him in the house together. Meaning what? Ukta amar. Lay Rav Lachia Bray, like Rav told his son when his son's in-laws died, be apa nahog avelusa, to lo bapa lo tineg avelusa. In front of her sit be noag avelus, not in front of her don't be noag avelus. So this Gemara tells us, halacha, that in the olden days, when one of your relatives was sitting Shiva, you did certain ihugim of Shiva also when you were in the Shiva house. When you were in the Shiva house with your relative, you sat on the floor, you did ihugim of avelus. That's what it says. Ba'apa tinogavilusa. The Ritva here already says that we do not do this bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, we do not sit shiva. Mashe'ena nanog and achshav. Omer tozos v'vishe'en ze'el v'bnei ha'kovid. It's only mi'bnei ha'kovid for the person, and everybody knows nowadays that it's their mochel, and it is not done. And the Ramah even says that this should not be done, bizman hazeh. Not just isn't done. The Ramah writes in Yoredei and Shinai and Dalid. The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim toha'in nanog and lo'hakev avelezeh shalom mis'ablam mimo. Because it's only b'shim kavod ha'misablim, b'yachshav no'agu kulam limcho, v'chei no'agu no'idna sh'olos abel klal im ha'misablim, v'chol ha'machmer b'zeh, einu ela min ha'matmihim, says the Ramah. you're one of the doing a wondrous act, and you should not do it, says the Rama in Hilchas Avelos. That's why we've never heard of this, Bizman Hazeh. Somebody had a question? No. Okay, so that is all answer number one to the original question of isn't there a stira whether Nida or Avelos is more chomer than each other? So answer number one was, B'machalik Avelos Dideh Avelos Didah. Rav Ashi Amar, second answer. Mika medamas avelos dehakal avelos de alma. One second. How could you compare a regular case of avelos versus this case over here? What's our case? Though we're about to get married and somebody died, and that case of avelos is different. We need more stringencies by this case of avelos than in general. Avelos de alma chamer velosilos azulebe. Regular avelos is very chamer in people's eyes. Right, everybody's very makpid when it comes to avelos. You know, people who are achon al islan are totally unaffiliated. When it comes to yard sites and issues with the departed, you know, people all of a sudden are very, very, it's very serious. So, because it's chomer in people's eyes. And they're not going to be bezazel in general. Avelos dahacha, but here in our case, kivan da akilu rabban asla zezulebe. In our case, because we were mako, we have to have extra chomers. My kula, so how will we make it? What was the kula that we allowed that generates us for them to need to require a chumrah? Is it that we allow the original bia before the kfura? So, what do you mean? He's not a novel yet. Seems to be a riot to the Rambam. Seems to be a riot to the Rambam. The other Mepharshim talk about it. There's no Avelos yet. Well, when does Avelos start? Avelos, according to Rabbi Eliezer, starts when the mace is carried out of the home. Yeshua says after burial. We'll get to Simas Agolel. We'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. But Avelos didn't start yet. That can't be the kula of that you're allowed to have the bia because you're not an Avel yet. Ella Diktani, the kula is no Shivasim and Mishav Achach no Shivasim Avelos. The kula was that you could have all of Sheva Brachas before Shiva. Okay, so that is the second answer to be machal between the avails. But we start tomorrow with a question of this machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. What Rabbi Eliezer says, when does availa start? When you carry out the body? Usually we think of two important time periods, death and burial. What does the carrying the mace out of the house have to do with anything? So, sorry? This doesn't say out of the town, it's out of the house. Out of the house. So we're going to get into the topic of a base of El Bezhem tomorrow. Now we talk about eating an Arab Yom Kippur tomorrow, and we get into Avershin and Miskaven and Psikresha and Makalkel and...